People's KiwiSaver is about to collapse and people aren't ready for it. So what I'm talking about isn't necessarily something out of the blue. It's something that's been scheming since the global financial crisis in 2007. What happened there was collateralized debt, essentially a combination of shitty loans that went together and that made it a good loan and it had a good credit rating. And then suddenly that tanked and then the market lost its confidence and it took years for the investment markets to recover. Why I share that story is most New Zealanders haven't experienced a significant market crash. They haven't had sustained decreased returns for years at a time. What has happened is something like COVID, for example. When COVID first came out and everyone was freaking out in 2020, they're like, it's not looking pretty. KiwiSaver dropped by 20 to 30%. Hundreds and thousands of New Zealanders changed from a growth strategy down to a less volatile balance or conservative. So that's a large number of people freaking out. Why I share that story is a lot of people aren't ready for something that happens generally about every 7 to 10 years. It's not exact science. I don't have a fortune-telling business. But what I do know is that the investment markets cycle like seasons. So you have summer, winter, spring, and autumn. Couldn't remember what autumn was for a second there. But essentially, there's going to come a time when the markets are down for a sustained period of time. And a lot of people are making calls and saying, hey, I'm going to buy my house in 3 years. I've got it in a growth fund. That's risky. The other thing is they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to stay in a cash position. I'm going to keep my KiwiSaver and conservative to prepare for the market correction. Also not good. Now, the important thing to think about with KiwiSaver is if you've got an aggressive fund, you've got to have at least for 12 years. If you've got a growth fund, you've got to have at least for 10 years. For a balanced fund, it's 5 to 7, and a conservative, it's 3 to 5. So you want to make sure you tick those boxes because that's usually how long a market event might happen. Anywhere between 3 to 6 years. It could be a significant period of time. Usually it's 3 to 4. But there have been instances in different countries, like for example in Japan, there was a real estate issue where suddenly the market just didn't go anywhere for a very long time. Not saying that's going to happen in New Zealand, but it does happen every 7 to 10 years where the market takes a significant dive and people freak out. So this is the period of time where you got to start thinking, hey, do I have a diversified portfolio? Is it cash, bonds, property, and shares? The other thing you got to be asking yourself is, do I need the money soon? KiwiSaver has gone down a little bit. You don't necessarily want to crystallize the loss now, depending on your provider, but you want to start thinking about those minimum time frames that I said before. And at some point, irrespective of who you are, what your investment is, there's going to be a period where things get shaky. It's the nature of life. Even if you have all the privilege in the world, all the money, all the support, all the amazing friends, at some point, someone's going to die. At some point, your house is going to fail. At some point, there's going to be a thing that you didn't expect and you weren't prepared for. And it's the same thing with life. It's the same thing with the second law of thermodynamics, where essentially, when you have an enclosed system and you increase the variables, the likelihood of chaos will increase, or entropy. But anyways, I digress. So mentally prepare. KiwiSaver is going to tank for 3 to 4 years. We don't know when. Could be longer. Could be tomorrow. Could be in 5 years. Adjust your KiwiSaver to meet your objective. So if you're buying a first home, scale it back to the time frame that you're trying to achieve. And then the other thing is you just got to make sure that you're comfortable with the idea, if you're an aggressive fund or a growth fund, that your investment may go down by 40 to 50%. And you need to make sure that it's diversified where that's not a fundamental risk to your money, because there are some KiwiSaver funds that do put you at risk of losing your money. But for the most part, they have that diversified approach. So look at that. And make sure you're not in a position where you're going to lose money, and also that you're comfortable with the idea of significant volatility for years at a time. So prepare yourself.